This is case number 12821, Donovan Builders and Renovations LLC. The applicant seeks a special use exception and a variance from the maximum square footage requirements for a proposed garage studio apartment, sections 11540, 11542, and 115210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Pinetown Road within the Pinetown subdivision. The 911 address is 30122 Pinetown Road, Lewis. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 334, Map 4, Parcel 26. And staff note that this case was tabled from the May 1st meeting. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'm recusing from this case.
Thank you. Mr. Sharp, where do we leave this? How do we leave this?
The record was closed. The case was tabled for further discussion amongst the board. I believe Dr. Carson made the motion to table, and there's nothing further in the record beyond what was presented that evening and what was presented before that.
Thank you.
Just to clarify, this garage was torn down. The original garage was torn down, and he wants to build a new one. Is that correct?
The proposal is there is an existing dwelling on the property that would remain.
Yes.
There was an outbuilding with a shop on the property. The drawing that we have shows it's to be removed. I don't know if it's been removed, or I'd have to go back and look at the record to see if it's been removed or is planned to be removed. And there would be a garage studio apartment in the rear of the property.
The dwelling that's there now, I believe it needed, what, a 6-inch variance? Dwelling, 6 inches from the property line?
The dwelling did not need a variance. The variances were only for the maximum square footage of the garage studio apartment. The dwelling, I believe our records show that it was built in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, there was no variance request for the house.
Okay.
It was just for that garage in the rear. And it wasn't just it was more the studio apartment of the garage. There was a bit of a discussion, as you may recall, about what the square footage was needed. So it's the second floor, and you have a drawing in your packet.
I do.
And there was some question as to whether the stairs would fit within that classification of the square footage. It's a little unclear in our code about that, because it talks about floor area, and that talks about open breezeways and open porches would be excluded. This has a covered porch, which clearly, when that's added to the living area, would clearly exceed the 800 square feet. For purposes of clarity, we were also including the steps as well that lead up to that apartment. But either way, it was going to need a variance, whether you included or did not include the steps in that calculation. And I believe the figure that Ms. Norwood had was a variance of 262 square feet. Does that sound right, Mr. Phillips?
That's correct.
Thank you.
And there, just to be clear, there were no variances needed for the location of the structure.
Okay.
It was just for the square footage.
So just to be clear, sir, the stairways, whether they were excluded or included, either way, it was still, that wasn't a decision on whether it needed a variance or not, right?
So I think initially when it came to the board, the stairs were included in the calculation, but the porch was not, and it was still over 800 square feet. When we looked at the definition a little more closely, it's a little arguable as to whether that is included in the floor area. The porch definitely is included in the floor area. That makes it over 800. So just to tie it up, we include it all now. I will note this has two parts to it. There's the special use exception for the studio apartment, and then there's the variance for the size of the studio. Mr. Phillips, I don't know if they missed anything there or not, but
I don't think so, no.
I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we deny case number 12821 for the requested variance. I believe the variance is here because of the actions of the owner. I would also deny the special use exception if that goes along appropriately. I think it has an impact on the neighborhood.
I second. I'd also like to add that that's more than 30% of going over.
Excessive. And just to, Dr. Carson, just to be clear, you said just impacts. It would need to have a substantial
adverse. Substantial and adverse impact to the neighborhood.
Kind of difficult
because it goes hand. You got special use and a variance in the same combination. So, I think denying the variance takes care of the special use, but we'll cover it in one.
Yeah, I think arguably. That's why we got them separate, so we'll address them separate in any findings. Thank you.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So they vote of 4-0, case 12821 is denied.